Welcome to Kaput Radio once more. I'm Martin Jansen, and this time I have a mixture of commentary with ridicule, impersonations and musical parody, all relating to US and European elections with mad politics. Left unchallenged, they impose insanity on all of us. Therefore, I invite you to this audio adventure of sarcasm and satire. Please enjoy! It seems, by looking at the US election, people are asked to vote for the most idiotic talker, whereas once upon a time we fought hard to get the smartest leader. Now a candidate has to utter non-stop nonsense to the media, repeating nonsense, nonsense and yet more nonsense. The media then will elevate nonsense to ridiculousness, idiocy and the dumb and crazed talk of psychopaths. The polls will reward the craziest of them all. Although Sarah Palin recently stated that polls are there for dancing around, funny that from a middle-ager like Sarah Palin, is this what the Alaskan Twilight Zone does to people? People with normal functioning intellects are doomed. People with clear minds become fringe dwellers of society, and anyone asking a reasonable question is ignored or told to be reasonable. Now that's democracy for you.
For the Democrats,
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary is as establishment as you can get and has extensive knowledge and experience of foreign affairs and worldwide diplomacy. Just like all the presidential hopefuls. She also has experience of home affairs, of course, but we'll gloss over that. Against her is Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is like Jeremy Corbyn in many respects. He's inspiring, he's motivating the young, he's not afraid to say he's a socialist.
And he's almost certainly not going to win. For the Republicans, though, the field is wider.
Although several have already dropped out, including Jeb Bush, who withdrew from the race due to lack of basic human characteristics. Still remaining just are Ben Carson, a brain surgeon who seems to have picked up all his charm from his lobotomy patients. Ted Cruz, an extreme right-winger whose policies include getting rid of the departments of energy, commerce, education and housing and urban development. We have John Kasich, I think, and the fact I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his name tells you how well he's doing.
And Marco Rubio, who by Republican standards is a moderate, which means he believes it's fine to bring a gun to school as long as your mum has put a name tape on it and you keep it on your peg. And of course, Donald Trump, the man who has proposed that Mexico pays for a wall to keep Mexicans out, and when informed that they wouldn't, said,
"The wall just got 10 feet higher."
Yes, thereby adding to the already $10 billion estimate of the cost, and a lot more deliveries from Wix. But also, yet more headlines and publicity for the flamboyant ex-businessman, a sort of Silvio Berlusconi, but for a country that matters.
I'm going to let him live in his alternative reality.
I think I'm the only one that's going
to
beat her.
To his own record, he screams, liar, liar, liar.
I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
He's the biggest liar. This guy
no!
lied.
I can't take it.
Honey, what's wrong?
I'm hyperventilating. I can't take it anymore. Basic manners are gone from politics. What is it with these ding-dongs? Mama's okay. Mama's okay.
Kids, I'll handle this. It's just like when you have a bad dream, except this is real and will probably ruin your lives. Go to Flanders and tell them you're spending the night. No arguments. Marge, think good thoughts. Think good thoughts. I know things look bad now, but just try to visualize another America. One where Republicans, Democrats, and Donald Trump all get along.
I'm enjoying watching Hillary Clinton.
I like Ted Cruz. He's been very nice to me.
As an act of love.
This is an issue where Bernie and I are in complete agreement.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Don't drop me.
Just trust me.
I was perfect. The rest of you morons were flat.
Flat? Or flat broke like your casinos?
Flat, like the Canadian prairie you were born on.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Oops.
Wanna see something my mother suggested?
Go ahead.
Goldman Sachs says hello!
Hillary, if I get elected, will you tell me what to do?
I'm sorry, honey. I guess dreaming doesn't work.
Shh! I wanna see who wins.
We all do, honey. We all do.
You are now about to witness the strength of big lobbies.
Straight out of Options, a crazy motherfucker named Ted Cruz, born in Canada with a bad attitude. At a cook-off, I bring a sword off, squeeze the trigger and bacon is hauled off.
Guess who, boy, it's Chris Christie. Shut your bridge down if you're with me. Heart attack, that's how I'm going down. Not you punk-ass Dems that are showing now.
Carson, here I mumble because I'm humbled. I swear I stabbed a guy in his shiny belt buckle. Going off on my motherfucking like that with a hammer. Don't look into my past.
Fiorina on the move. Ain't ever come upon a job that I can't lose. A CEO who's now freelancing has some problems with corporate financing. HP Inkjet was the plan. $100 million made selling to Iran.
Jeb Bush losing hope, no maybe. I'm losing ground in the polls daily. And weekly, monthly, and yearly, I hope the Koch brothers will see clearly that I'm down with the capital GOP. Boy, you can't f*** with me. My brother was president. That's bad luck, cause when he left, the economy sucked. Fly the sign, mission accomplished. The Bush is back, boy. You're running straight out of Options. Options. Options.
Yo, Rubio.
What's up?
Tell him why you run.
Straight out of Options, another crazy-ass mogul. I'm in the news more than Jared Bogle. I'm the best businessman, and you know this. Though the bankruptcy courts won't show this. But I don't give a f***. I'm gonna say my thoughts. Don't care if it offends Mexicans or broads. You are mean to me. The best solution is a wall. And I can get Mexico to pay it all. All the polls around me show I'm winning. I say another crazy thing, I go up in it. So if you're moderating at a debate, I will call you a loser or bleeding out your face. The Muslims are bad and I won't let them come through. Sure, my facts are wrong, but who needs truth? I'm really done with being so PC. It's not too late to make America great. Donald Trump is not one to roll over. Give me a nuclear bomb, it's game over.
No, it's my time to be the prez herself, cause I waited 8 years in my personal hell. Security is minimum, no firewall. HIL spells email scandal. See, because I'll say whatever's polling. The numbers are clear, to the White House I'll be rolling and making Bill my number two. I still can't seem to connect with you. Wall Street donations fund my trips because they know that I'm down with the establishment. Straight out of Options. 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 Options.
Bernie is his name and you're all running.
Straight out of Options is a brother that'll cover your mother and help the system to recover. Dangerous, tax evader billionaires. And when the banks get caught, they get bailed. See, I don't give a f- about dollars. I see a mother comb, I don't bother. But I'm smart, crowdsource, I don't lie. People are worried, I might die. Raising lots of money, breaking records, show a movement rising. No more Citizens United bank rolling. So what about the banks who got bailed? We fight it. You think I give a damn about bankers that get indicted? This is the autobiography of Bernie. And if you wanna vote for me, you'll be siding with the grumpy old grandpa yelling brother. Last hope, mother. Straight out of Options.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words. Yeah. I don't know what I said. I don't remember. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee. I am going to be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Remember that. Thank you very much.
So you too want to know the candidate billionaire.
And the former first lady trying to get back there.
Well, listen up. Just sit back in your chair.
We're going to talk about that candidate right there.
And we're also going to learn what's under Trump's hair.
Ew. Now break it down.
Born in 46, little baby who was plump. A healthy little kid named Donald J. Trump.
Next year, 47 in Chicago, Illinois. Hillary's born. She says she was a tomboy.
Even applied to NASA, got mad when rejected. They told her only boys could be accepted. You're probably wondering how he got his riches. He followed his dad into the real estate business.
Meanwhile, her job, a little less cushy. She got fired from a fishing cannery.
You think she's the opposite of this man, but did you know she used to be a Republican?
Yeah, stumped for Goldwater in 64 while he was making more and more and more and more. And wow, he made a lot of money.
What's his name?
Donald Trump.
What's her name?
Hillary.
Yeah, you're learning something for free.
Daddy, you look funny to me.
Yeah, well, now you look funny too.
Now, let's take a closer look at this mogul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids total. Resumes long with so much acclaim. Apprentice, beauty pageants, the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Hillary's been a senator and a first lady. Hubby Bill was pres before you were a baby. Clinton's fell in love at Yale, but for Donald, true love is when he met this supermodel. Divorced a few times, but still with his spouse. He wants to win the Oval and make it a gold house. Hill's been Secretary of State, she knows world leaders. She's a big fan of Derek Jeter. Trump compares himself to the late Ronald Reagan. Wears a trucker cap, saying make the nation great again. Loves apple pie, monster trucks, baseballs.
Also, I've heard that he's way into walls.
What's his name?
Donald Trump.
What's on his hair?
Crazy glue. Wow, his daughter's pretty.
Yeah, he thinks so too.
What's her last name?
Clinton.
And her first name?
Hillary. Get she had a pressure.
Did you see the hearing on Benghazi?
Well, Hillary's looking pretty good, but if she fails, it may be because of some sketchy emails using a private account when she wasn't supposed to, something she says a whole lot of us tend to do. She's ruffled some feathers, and so has this guy. Here's a list of people Trump has called losers. No lie. Seth Meyers, HuffPo, Rosie O, Mark Cuban, Bill Maher, Russell Brand, and I think Isaac Newton? Nope. Okay, that one was never proven. Karl Rove, John McCain, and 100 other humans. You know, in 08, Hill ran for president, got beat by Obama, but she didn't relent. Clinton now wants the Oval and says she won't pander, but first she's gotta take down Bernie Sanders. Trump's quite driven, he'll never be retired. Stay away from the boardroom or you might get fired.
You're fired!
That pretty much sums it up. Our family intro to Hillary and Trump. Born in 46, little baby who was plump. A healthy little kid named Donald J. Trump.
Next year, 47 in Chicago, Illinois. Hillary's born. She says she was a tomboy.
Even applied to NASA, got mad when rejected. They told her only boys could be accepted. You're probably wondering how he got...
In Europe, we experience a wave of crazy people demanding an 8,000-kilometer-long fence on the eastern borders to keep out those who had enough of being bombed by Europe and co. It's only a coalition of 26 or so nations earning magnificent war profits in Syria alone, and the bombs are so smart that they predominantly hit bystanders such as the elderly, women and kids. I mean, who needs witnesses being interviewed by those nosy media? Moderate in comparison is the demand in the US for a wall, only 3,000 kilometers long along the Mexican border to keep out those naughty Mexicans. How on earth do you guard a wall or fence thousands of kilometers long? I suppose you could let a few hundred thousand low-wage Mexican workers into your territory behind the wall to guard it. They could all face the wall while the US turned its about-face. Now, is that not reasonable in the face of all the other crazy demands and plans? The crazy presidential candidates promised to make America great again. Pollies in Europe are voicing similar sentiments. When the US was great, they suffered the Lehman Brothers collapse, thereby spiraling down the global economy. When the US was great, they fought the Cold War with a mere 150,000 nuclear bombs along the Iron Curtain. That was great, but a lead curtain might have been safer. The last time Europe was meant to be great, we had the Nazis and Japanese fighting the rest of the world. We had the Holocaust and massive colonialism with a hefty dose of racism, plus a delusional superiority complex and 35 million dead people in 5-year period. Now that was the greatness of Europe. Coming back to elections, we remember how an American president put food on people. An Australian prime minister sold his soul for weapons of mass destruction somewhere in Iraq. And although officially retired, they are back.
You know, I think about the past. You know, I've been having a lot of thought lately. Seemed like 20 years ago when I, George W. Bush, was running for the presidential president. And I've been doing a lot of I've been thinking about the past. Feels like forever ago that I was running for president and I won the electrical college and then I became president. And then after that, I was running again. John Kerry was the challenger and I was the challenged.
The investment in valuable terrorism, undeniably, for decades into the future. Terrorism.
Australia is facing an election soon as well. For a while, we had Prime Minister Tony Abbott with a lot of crazy talk.
Supporting my Tasmanian colleagues and doing what I can to help my Tasmanian colleagues to contribute to a win for the Turnbull government at the election later this year. It's not easy. It never is. But it has to be done. There are a whole range of benefits that were fair and reasonable at a time when we had $20 billion surpluses, but which are simply unaffordable at a time when deficits are up to $40 billion. 5 new taxes. There will be a housing tax in the shape of changes to negative gearing. There will be a wealth tax in the shape of changes to the capital gains tax regime. There'll be a seniors tax in the shape of more taxes on super. There'll be a workers tax because he's going to slug smokers. And then, of course, they want to bring back the carbon tax.
Then a coup brought Mr. Malcolm Turnbull to the top of the heap, because that's how we do it in Australia. We have coups here. However, he is talking far too intelligently to fall into the category seemingly so popular everywhere else. Hey Australia, you are not towing the Dumbo line. What's going on? Could it be that the opposition leader, who nobody quite knows who it is, has a surprise pussyfooting in store for us with dumb ideas posing as smart? But then Australia has a lot of woolly-minded creeps barbaring on the backbenches who are suspected of occasionally being too up close and personal with sheep, supposedly representing rural Australia. Ideas of watering the dry inland come to mind, to raise trees of money. That's what has been presented in the past. Although, most people know that trees of money don't need water, but rather liquid capital. It just shows you that in regional Australia, folks with smartphones are not smart. Poor or no mobile coverage does not uncover the naked truth phone that I believe our monopoly telco is working on. So, a successful Australian political candidate has to impress the population first with the latest skills of smoke signalling and drumming patterns to reassure the population it is a clever country in the information age. Other countries like Burundi or Somalia can use a modern wireless mobile network, enjoy their smartphones without needing to prove their technological savvy. They roam around the internet, try virtual eating, and shop for things they can't afford because that's the smart thing to do in this modern modem world. What happens when a candidate outsmarts Tony Abbott and claims he can make dirty coal look appealing and clean and then generate 100,000 jobs, which actually was destined to be done by robots and algorithms? If the banks don't approve the finance, they are more likely to be prematurely retired. I'm sure there is a scope for more bizarre claims such as preventing local terrorism with data monitoring by using self-destruct encryption codes from Apple. I anticipate promises of green bulldozing, environmentally sensitive dumping of waste in the ocean, fair reuse of plutonium, and gentle animal slaughter in abattoirs. There will be vegetarian meat production, promised for all these rural electorates to paint a picture of a pink sky being the limit, pink being the new blue. So we enter the next round of campaigning for the hospitals we will never get, schools we surely won't get, and well-maintained roads that are not hard on your car. Can we really enjoy being poisoned with pollutants during peak traffic? Homes we, our kids and our grandkids can never pay for? Yes, when we hear about a miserable future packaged as the most adorable, shiny, promising thing, then we know that crazy politics is on the march with soft rubber soles on the jackboots coming to be elected. To choose the dumbest speaking candidate of all, one has to measure it with known examples of mania, craziness and other follies bizarre. If most of their promises are clearly not possible to fulfill, like provide wine made from water, or gold from lead, or 72 virgins waiting in heaven, then that's easy to spot the fake. But someone saying the rival candidate has been married 8 times to goats, or is club-footed, or suffers delusion from watching too many cat videos on YouTube, or claims to have a brain the size of a planet, that indeed could be an electable candidate.
And we're gearing up for another election season. You know, who's going to be the president in 2016? And I think about the potential candidates, and there's one in particular that I hope runs. The race is long, with many a thing to learn that leads us to few first-rate candidates. But there's one strong enough to get the win. He is ready. He's my brother. It's all part of the Bush family philosophy, no child left behind.
Enough already with the loud music. Hello, I am Bernie Sanders and I am running for president. Thank you. I am the senator from Vermont, and yes, Vermont is a real state. Some say that Vermont is insignificant, but I say that Vermont has given us two of the most influential figures in American history, Ben and Jerry. As an independent, I never wanted to be a Democrat or a Republican because I refused to join a party that would have me as a member. I got that joke from my favorite Marx brother, Carl. Some say that I was too easy on Hillary at the first debate. I even said we should forget about the email scandal. I am sick of hearing about the damn emails. Just like I am sick of the fact that my VCR has been blinking 12 o'clock for the past 26 years. If there were no rich men, if the 2% could see that being rich is not PC, I would spread their money all around. We could share the poverty. Since they never work hard, if we go and eat the rich, just think how tender they would be. I'd eat Warren Buffett till I choke, 'cause things go better without guys named Coke. I'd give the poor good jobs right here in Vermont with our new bed and breakfast by the score. Our maple syrup exports will start to grow, and we could feed the world one pint at a time with our surplus chunky monkey stash. If not, we'll send chocolate chip cookie dough. But if there are no rich men, how will I get all the money that I need for my campaign? Hillary and I are neck and neck, so you rich guys maybe write a check. Send it now. If I win, I suspect you won't be a wealthy man.
You know, the Republicans are eating their own. The Republicans are eating their own. They got to be very careful.
I'm changing.
You have Lion Ted Cruz. I call him. I nicknamed him Lion. I say Lion. How would you spell that? L-Y-E-N. Lion. Little Marco is going, well, Donald will not win. I mean, this guy's got so many problems.
Where I grew up, if someone keeps punching people in the face, eventually someone's going to have to stand up and punch them.
This process doesn't need to be mean. It doesn't need to be nasty. It doesn't need to be filled with personal insults and attacks.
I'm with Harry Potter. We're not going to the dark side.
Thanks. There was a protester right over here. Did you get him out?
We're not knocking out the oil because they don't want to create environmental pollution up in the air. I mean, these are things that nobody even believes. They think we're kidding. They didn't want to knock out the oil because of what it's going to do to the carbon footprint.
You say that you want it to be a kinder, gentler debate.
That's right. And tone down the rhetoric a little.
Thanks for your enduring sense of patience for a more toned-down debate. Did I say debate? Since when is anybody debating anything of importance for the voters? Never mind, you heard samples from news media, YouTube audio from various artists such as Marge and Homer Simpson, The Capital Steps, rap artists Straight Out of Options, and the Holderness Family Maker Studios Spark, and The Now Show. And also thanks for the valuable assistance by Graham Ferguson. I hope you enjoyed this selection of material. You can find other more serious podcasts by searching for Kaput X Radio, and remember, Kaput spells with two T's. My name is Martin Jensen, and yes, I am a voter. Catch me next time with more Kaput Radio.
Kaput X Radio, please do not fix me.
Completely kaput. Completely.